Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another wonderful week of, Welcome to another wonderful episode of You Can Sit With Us. I am your host, Maggie. I am joined today by my co-host, Becky.
Hi.
And Ariel.
Hello.
We also have Miles in the studio as well. And Rainy. Wee.
I feel like you could say another excellent week.
Yeah.
Because they come out weekly.
That's true. Yeah. Some people binge. Our podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
I know. Binge week. Binge listen.
It's just like us, because we change every week too.
Yeah. Where was I? I was in upstate New York, and there was one of our listeners was there, and she was like, I listened to you guys like three in a row on my way up here. And I was like, no way.
Oh.
So fun.
I ran into somebody at Target found me in like the bedding aisle or something. and I was like, you know, when I'm at Target, I'm pretty like
focused
in my zone.
Yeah.
But yeah, she kind of came up and surprised me and she was like, I love the podcast. And
aww.
I was
like,
thank you.
It's so sweet.
Can you describe what in your zone means?
What in my zone means when I'm at Target? Okay. All right. So I have this. Okay. Well, all right. So being an interior designer, or like an interior decorator, I kind of think of part of my job as being like knowing what products are out there and what products are like the good products to use. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you're decorating a bedroom or something like that, I want to make sure that I am giving my clients like the best bedding, mm-hmm. or, you know, like the fluffiest comforters, the ones that are going to last the longest. And so usually when I'm at Target, I almost consider it doing research, you know, like I'm going up and down the aisles and kind of like feeling the pillows and looking at all the throws and mm-hmm. being like, okay, so they have like fall themes now and like, oh, okay, chunky knits are in and the, you know, the like fleece blankets are out or, you know, like that's sort of just what I do. And I enjoy it so much. I spend so much time at Target doing those things. But yeah, like the bedding aisle, I'm loving the stuff from Studio McGee. Mm-hmm. And of course, I always love the stuff from Hearth and Home. I mean, yeah.
Sounds like the boys aren't there.
Oh, no.
Research time.
No. If I brought, well, actually, I have brought Wes to Target with me before. Not a good idea.
Yeah. Toy section.
He is a shopper and he wants everything. Mm-hmm. And he has learned that saying please gets him things, mm-hmm. Which is great. But now he just goes, please, 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 mommy, please. And I'm like, thank you for saying please. But the answer is no.
I still feel like as an adult, I'll go into the bouncy ball section. You know how they always have like the middle thing in section. Bouncy ball. They're like in a little bin. You can pick different colors.
Oh yeah. Like the end cap where you like pull them out.
So fun.
So do you often buy bouncy balls?
No, I just like to have them in my shopping cart. They make me happy.
You are so funny.
Anyway,
what are we talking about today?
Today, Miles has a super special soundboard, and we are going to be playing What's That Sound?
Oh, that sounds really fun.
What's That Sound?
I will play several sounds. Sorry, I haven't spoken ever on this podcast.
Sorry, Miles.
I will play several sounds, and we have Rainy primarily, shout out, podcast big set, has assembled some of the greatest sounds in the world.
Ooh.
And you are going to be trying to identify them as students of the world.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are they worldly sounds like elephants and
that's up for you to decide.
Okay.
I suppose. So how this will work is I'll play the sound. You'll debate amongst yourselves. Once you have a guess, you will lock it in. Final answer. Okay. And I will let you know.
Sorry, how
you
says. Did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So sound number one.
Oh,
it's the State Farm logo.
Yeah. Lock it in.
Wow. Lock it I in. Did not know that, but I fully trust these
like
two.
A good neighbor.
State Farm is there.
Do, 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 do.
So you don't know that?
I know. I've definitely heard that, but that did not sound like that.
I'm pretty sure you have State Farm insurance.
I do yeah. have State Farm insurance.
I remember when
shout
we
out
were,
to State Farm.
Shout out State Farm.
I love Zach State Farm.
When Zach and I signed our, when we bought our house, we're like, I feel like the Fulmers will have the best house insurance. And we texted you guys and we're like, what do you guys have?
Well, you know,
copy
why,
paste.
You know why we have State Farm insurance. I
hashtag not sponsored.
Do you guys want? Do you not want me to tell you about
no,
State
no,
Farm?
No,
insurance?
I'm curious.
Oh, okay. Okay, I love State Farm. You guys know that I used to work for an art conservation company.
Yeah.
Right. And so we would get a lot of insurance claims from homes that had like a fire, or also where I learned that the thing that causes fires the most in your house, not your stove. It's your dryer.
Mm. Oh,
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
that's
I told
why
you
they
guys
tell
about
you to
that.
Take that lint screen, got clean it every time.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But also, you need to clean out the tube.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, yearly, though, right?
It's like yearly, once every 5 or so years.
Okay.
So we would get claims from like State Farm, Chubb, Farmers. So Chubb is a really
Chubb
is
can
is,
we say that Miles blur.
Chubb is Chubb is a like a high end insurance company, and they do a lot of art.
Yeah.
So like art or historic homes, and so they specialize in like art.
What does it stand for?
I have no idea.
Why would they make it Chubb?
That's a great question. That's I'll a great like, question.
I'm going to start a makeup line and it's called Moose Knuckle. let me tell you all about it.
Wow. I've been influenced.
Hashtag influenced.
Did you guys get the latest Moose Knuckle?
Yeah. Oh my God.
The newest Moose Knuckle blush. I love their new fall line.
I love their new fall line.
That's my California / Charlie D'Amelio voice.
That's Dixie.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. It's Dixie. I find a video of Charli D'Amelio that I really love. It is sponsored and she's eating Takis. Look it up. I have it saved and I'll send it to you.
Okay. But anyway, so when those claims would come in, State Farm, they were always the best people to work with. There would always be this situation where we would give them the amount of money that it took to fix all of their art, mm-hmm. And then the insurance company would tell them the amount of money that it would take to replace all of their art, and usually ours was more, and so the people would say, okay, well, we'll just take the money and just buy all new art.
Whoa.
But State Farm, like they would really like work with people, and they would say, okay, well, if there was like a really special piece that somebody wanted to keep, and then they would fix that and give them the rest of the money and all this kind of stuff. They were just really easy to work with. And also my parents have State Farm, and so we were grandfathered in.
Do you know where they're located? Central Hub, Bloomington, Normal, Illinois.
I don't know that. How do you know that fact?
Yeah. Bloomington, Normal, Illinois is where I went to college.
Ah.
So you see a lot of State Farm. Everybody like goes to work for State Farm after the fact.
That's and so funny.
So that's why I know they're in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Dab, dab, dab.
Yeah.
Dab, dab, dab.
Just one more thing.
One more thing about Chubb.
With State Farm insurance, you like have your insurance person. And so anytime that I have a question about insurance, I call somebody and I say like,
Hey, person.
No, you say hello. Hey, Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, that's right. Jake from State Farm. But I feel like with other like insurance companies, you don't get to just call somebody and be like, hi, Patricia. I just had a question about this. Like somebody hit my car. Is this a big deal? And she'll like go in and be like, well, actually, you know, with the coverage that you have, it's going to be this much. Yeah.
It's gotcha.
Love State Farm. Anywho, what were we talking about?
Is that your final answer?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Lock it in.
That is correct.
Woo! I like that. Love that.
Up Mornings next, with Miles.
This is Morning Show with Miles. Up next, this is sound number two.
Okay, here we go.
Here's the really big pool. It's so big. If you're wondering why I'm wearing my shirt while I'm going swimming, it's because I'm uncomfortable with my body. I'm ready to go inside the pool. 1, 2, 3.
What?
What
in the tits was that? What kind of Cartoon Network drug dream did you find that in?
Powerpuff Girls?
No. It kind of has that vibe, though. I'm going to be the prettiest girl at the party.
Yeah, it's like very high pitched.
Can I please get more of Mackie doing
the prettiest girl at the party? Bubbles.
I don't know. That's kind of I'm uncomfortable with my body. It's kind of more adult joke. So like an right. Adult Swim show or like South Park. Is that the
South Park? Oh, actually,
when I Kill Kenny or whatever it is.
Yeah, that feels like Kenny jumping into a pool. Like I'm uncomfortable with my body. That's why I'm wearing a shirt.
I don't know. My parents said South Park was inappropriate and didn't let me watch it.
Yeah, no, that sounds right either.
Yeah, but Keith and I watch it now. It's very inappropriate to let your kids listen to it. I don't know.
I literally have no idea.
I have no clue.
Would you like a hint?
Yes.
I would say this voice, this iconic voice,
iconic,
paved the way for the careers that you all have today.
Ira Glass. Sarah Koenig. Is it Serial? Is it season 3 of Serial? Oh, it's it's Fred. Fred, is it Fred? Do you remember Fred?
Okay, Miles cannot keep a straight face right now. He's giving everything away. It's definitely Fred. It's definitely
Fred. Do you guys remember Fred? You might be a little young for Fred.
I don't.
Because I think I was at the end of Fred.
Tell us.
Fred was just this like weird kid. Not weird. I mean, he was like quirky and he was like a YouTuber and then he got a TV show.
Wait, so is Fred also Marcel Lachelle?
No, Marcel Lachelle.
Which didn't that sound a little bit like
Jenny Slate? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't that sound a little bit like Marcel Lachelle?
No,
a little bit.
Marcel.
Here's the really big pool. It's so
Fred.
Big.
Oh yeah, no, that's not Marcel Lachelle. Marcel Lachelle is a little bit more like, this is my bread room.
Final answer.
Final answer. Are you good with Fred, Mags?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Becky's really good at this game.
I know.
Well, I was telling Miles when he was telling us about this that there was actually a radio show in Chicago. I believe it was on 101.9 The Mix. And they would do like for $500, they would play a sound, but it was more like they would play like,
whoa.
I don't like that.
And then people would have to call in and be like, it's someone scratching a carpet. And they'd be like, no, I'm so sorry, you got that wrong. And then like, another person would call in and be like, it's someone scratching their head.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's someone scratching. No, I'm not going to go there.
Their booty.
No, I was thinking their pubic hair.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You know? Yeah. So I think maybe I'd practice at it.
Also, Miles just called us YouTubers.
We are YouTubers.
You are YouTubers, Ariel.
We are.
Ariel,
do you make money off of YouTube?
Well, yeah, but
you're a YouTuber. Oh.
Wow, this
Ariel's having an existential crisis.
Yeah, I am having an existential crisis. I don't think of myself as a YouTuber.
Of course, you're a YouTuber.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm on YouTube videos, but it's only because people ask me to be.
Yeah. But maybe you're not like an original content creator.
But I've never made a YouTube video.
You have.
No, I don't even know how to edit.
Yeah, but you and Ned have on Ned's personal channel, which I think makes you a YouTuber.
Yeah. You did all those family vlogs before.
But that's just because Ned asked me to.
But you're in it and you profit financially from it.
That's true.
So you're a YouTuber.
Wee!
Wow.
Welcome to YouTube.
Wow. Wait, what's that, Bo Burnham? Anything and everything all of the time.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. All right. Hey, guys. What's up, YouTube? Ariel here. I'm so happy to be on YouTube. I love being a YouTuber. click and subscribe. Did I do that right?
Yeah. You killed it.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's almost like you've been practicing for like 6 or 7 years like now.
10 years. Okay, moving on.
All right, we ready for sound
three.
Sound three.
Here we go.
I wish with all my heart to the
this.
Huh?
It's not like My Little Pony or something like that.
It's a dragon.
Puff the Magic Dragon? Are we going 70s? When was Puff the Magic Dragon? 90s?
I wish to with a land. Oh, with all my heart. To fly with dragons. The Neverending Story? Oh.
No.
No, yeah, that didn't really have children.
Yeah. They were more like scruffy adult sounding children in that one.
Yeah.
Bastion.
Miles, we need a hint.
Who's dragon?
Well, I guess I'll ask you to work out what does it sound like it could be?
A children's show.
Definitely a children's show. Mm-hmm. They're definitely dragons.
Yeah.
Maybe it's where kids turn into dragons. Was there a show like that?
It's like Land Before Time.
Right. I was gonna say Land Before
but
Time.
But no dinosaurs.
Right. Dragons. Dinosaurs. So it's a...
So anthropomorphic dragons is what we're going with.
I'm thinking that it's, like a kid's TV show about like medieval times.
Medieval times. So it could be like King Arthur as children.
Right.
And then they wish upon a star and they become dragons.
Or they just fly with dragons.
Or they just fly with the maybe they want to ride the dragons?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Is it like How to Train Your Dragon, the kid version?
In the 90s. How to Train Your Dragon is a kid show. I'm pretty sure it's not made for adults.
Row. They're cute. Cute movies.
They are. They're so cute.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's called like Dragon at Heart.
Dragon Hunters.
Dragon Heart. Dragon Heart.
King Arthur.
Aragorn?
Miles gave something away when somebody said King Arthur.
I'll say your hint is that there is a part of a dragon in the title of the show.
Oh, shit. No kidding.
Part of a dragon. Part of a dragon. Dragon tail. Dragon mouth. Dragon tails. Dragon tails.
Dragon tails. Tails.
Dragon scales.
Is that your final answer?
No.
I like dragon tails.
You like dragon tails? That feels right. Final answer.
That's correct.
Dragon Tales.
It's a show that was on in the aughts, a cartoon about kids who meet magical dragons and they sail through the sky with them.
Wow. We just created this show. It is so just average that we were able to come up with the name of it just based on what we thought it was going to be about.
And like four hints.
I feel like maybe Did you watch Vix?
No. I didn't watch. I wasn't a big cartoon kid.
Yeah.
Didn't love cartoons.
You were way into reality.
Oh my gosh.
Like reality.
I just Googled the images of it, and these dragons do look very familiar to me.
Let's see.
Eh? Eh?
No, I've never seen those.
Eh? Eh? There's a pink dragon. There's a very large blue dragon.
It kind of reminded me of like Pokemon. Looking cartoons.
Yeah.
Like similar to the way Pokemon was drawn. But I don't know. Yeah, I never watched Dragon Tales.
Interesting.
Sounds adorable.
Anyway.
Are we ready for the fourth sound?
Oh, yes.
Do you know it? You never loved me, Mom. It's SNL. It's SNL. Yeet, yeet.
Skirt, skirt, skirt.
Yeet, skirt.
I trust Becky.
I've seen this SNL skit.
And who is it on
SNL? Timothy Chalamet.
Yes.
And
Pete Davidson.
Or not Pete Davidson.
Yeet, skirt.
That is correct.
Okay, favorite SNL sketch.
I really like old SNL. Mm-hmm. And I was like obsessed with Dana Carvey when I was little. I thought he was just like the funniest man in the world. And I believe it was Adam Sandler did a bit where they were these Italian... Worked at an Italian restaurant and they go, a little bit of pepe, a little bit of pepe.
Wait.
But then they would eventually, like Dana Carvey ends up like making out on a table with one of the like women. Like it was just one of those really old,
was
funny
Peppa Boy
ones.
An SNL sketch too?
Which one?
Oh, Peppa Boy. No?
No, what's Miles, that one?
Miles is looking at me like, I'm crazy. Yeah, it's Pepper. There's like a Pepper Boy who has this enormous pepper shaker and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Almost like the...
That's a little bit of Peppa.
Huh.
It just keeps
getting
bigger
and bigger and bigger.
It's about this big.
But like comically large. And oh, Pepper Boy.
Yeah.
He's looking up. It's
talking
a little
about
bit
the
of
same
Peppa.
Sketch.
Wow. A little bit of Peppa.
It's called Pepper Boy.
Oh, Peppa Boy.
Ariel, we're in it. We're in it.
I feel like a lot of people say cowbell.
Mm-hmm. More cowbell?
More cowbell. Mm. Maggie, do you know what we're talking about?
Mm-mm.
More cowbell?
It's a Christopher Walken, and he's they're like in a band or something. Mm. And he like famously says, I need more cowbell. Do you guys like that impersonation?
I do. That actually was very good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. But I was listening to something the other day where somebody said that it's Christopher Walken, right? Mm-hmm. That ruined his career.
Really?
The cowbell sketch.
Who thinks Christopher Walken had a bad career?
Because people would then come up to him on the street and they wouldn't be like, you are the most amazing dramatic actor I've ever met. They'd be like, more cowbell.
You know, famous fame, Chris.
Famous fame. You get what you put in.
Does anybody have a new SNL sketch that they love?
I love Murder Show.
What's Murder Show?
It's like a music video on why women love.
Yes.
That's a good one.
It wasn't Kim Kardashian.
No.
The recent one.
Kim Kardashian was on it recently.
Mm-hmm. And she had a video too. Or like a music.
The song about the moms in the club.
Yeah. Moms in the club.
Yeah.
I saw the one about Costco. And she's in like a band. You didn't hear about that?
We didn't get to that part.
No, you didn't. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun. Turn it off.
Yeah. But the one with Timothy Chalamet was really so funny.
Eat, skirt.
I also feel like everybody remembers that one because that episode was like, in general, not very good. That was like the only sketch that was good.
That's fair. So we recently watched Dune with Timothy Chalamet.
Dunk.
Okay. Have you seen the posters for Dune?
Yes.
Okay. So the font that they use is just these arcs. So the D mm-hmm. goes like, you know, in this direction, and then the U goes up and down, mm-hmm. and then the N goes down and up, mm-hmm. and then the E goes the other direction. And there's like a little light so in dunk. The E so that it looks like an E, but without that light, it's dunk.
Dunk.
And it is so funny. So we just kept calling it dunk.
Yeah.
But it was excellent.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
But it seemed like it was just the first of many.
Yeah. It was about 5 hours long, but in reality, only like two.
Well, and Zendaya,
like a good 5 hours.
Only had a single line.
I heard she had like maybe 5 minutes of screen time.
That drove me insane. Why did they force her to do so much press? It could have been, what's his name? Oscar Isaacs. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was in more of the movie.
Oh.
Shall we move on to the next sound?
There's more?
Yeah.
I love this game.
Oh, yes.
It just keeps going. Harry Potter. It's Harry Potter.
Yeah. Very John Wick.
No.
No.
Isn't that just the Disney intro?
No, that's not the Disney intro.
Give it to us one more time, Miles. Give it to us one more time. That was a long one. No. You're right.
It's Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the beginning of Harry Potter.
Yeah. Final answer.
Final answer?
I don't know if it is, guys. It's the ending, like the beginning sounds very Harry Potter. The ending is tripping me out.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. It's very John Williams. I hope he did this score.
He did the score of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But he also did like Pirates of the Caribbean.
He did a lot.
Okay, well, the beginning sounds a little spooky.
Yeah.
So, Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
That would be very timely, Miles. Something that's also a little bit spooky.
I mean, it sounds like Disney to me.
It sounds very.
It sounds kind of Disney.
Right? Okay, so let's narrow down from Disney. We're hearing some rain.
Uh-huh.
But then the part we're getting tripped up about is the ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah.
At the end. What genre of movie has a ba-ba-ba-ba, like adventure? Well,
I think most do. You know, it starts out with sort of the, you know, the rain and the like the twinkly spooky music. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's just like, this is the beginning of the movie, you know?
Yeah. I think it's just the Warner Brothers intro.
I think it is the Warner Brothers intro.
Yeah.
Harry Potter is Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
So I think it's the Harry Potter intro where it, you know, does a little bit of the like the Harry Potter stuff. And then the, you know, how they sort of stylize the Warner Brothers thing to look sort of Harry Potter-esque.
Uh-huh.
And then it does the da-da-da-da, and it shows you the Warner Brothers W.
Yeah. I like that. Max, thoughts?
I don't know. I think
You think we're on the right track?
You want to go with that?
Yeah.
Warner Brothers, Harry Potter? Okay. Should we lock it in?
Warner Brothers.
Final answer, Warner Brothers, Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final answer. Oh, no.
It is the Lionsgate.
Lionsgate. Becky was very close. Yeah. I like that you just knew what it was.
Lionsgate, you got a good
one. I feel like you were really close. I feel like Becky was like,
it's a good score.
It was like way in the back of her lizard brain being like, you know, I definitely know what lizard this is.
You guys know the intro.
So a lizard. So that they call it the lizard brain. Not that I'm calling Becky a lizard. I mean,
what's that sound?
When she does that. Yeah. Mine sounded way more sexual than yours.
A bit of a slurp.
Yeah. No, that's why they call it the lizard brain, is because I'm actually talking out of my butt right now.
I have no idea why.
I just had a moment where I was like, don't say that, Ariel. You don't know that's true. No, but I'm pretty sure that they call it the lizard brain because it's like the prehistoric brain back when like people were lizards.
Okay.
That makes sense, right?
People were lizards. What was that?
What did you say?
Are you
what? It's the brain. It's the part of your brain that that does all the functions of your body, like breathing and digesting and like all that kind of stuff. I truly have no idea why they call it the lizard brain.
Yeah, before we get the comments, people were not lizards. Let's be clear. They did not evolve from lizards.
They did not evolve from lizards. Isn't it the breathing and the digesting? Isn't that called your... It's the stuff you don't have to think about your body doing.
Autonomic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's a part of your brain that they call your lizard brain.
It's like fight or flight, just basic human instincts.
Right.
Oh.
And it's the one that children have. You know, so like children, they go into their lizard brain when they're having a tantrum or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay, I truly do want to know now why it is called the lizard brain. If anybody is listening and knows
below
why it is called the lizard brain, please don't let me make shit up. Because I'm like talking and I'm explaining it to myself. Uh-huh. And then I'm thinking, that's not right.
Tune in next week to find out how we evolved from lizards and...
Oh, man.
Are you ready for your next sound?
Yes. Give it to us, Miles.
Hit it.
It's your Nokia.
Yeah.
Yep.
OG cell phones.
The bricks.
Final answer?
Lock it in.
Nokia?
Locked in?
Or is it Motorola?
No, it's a Nokia.
I think it's Nokia.
Okay, it's like the
Nokia.
Little one that was like this big.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's right.
Okay.
Nokia cell phone.
Hey, cool.
Okay. Oh, cute.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, so Becky, you're getting every single one of these. I think that you are an aural learner.
Well, I think it's also that none of these are things that are like learned, right? Where it's not like math or like history. It's brand recognition. Which
is shoved down everyone's throats.
It's shoved down everyone's throats all the time.
But I mean, the fact that you like remember those and that you learn those, I find that really interesting. You know, like I've always been I have to see it and write it in order to learn it.
Very tactile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What about you, Maggie?
I learn by doing, I think, best.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like writing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Muscle memory. And writing things. I've always needed to write lists in order to
Remember what you have to do that day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like that's notes in class and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's usually when it sticks.
Yeah. If somebody just hands me like a worksheet that has everything I need to know on it, if I don't like transcribe it, then it doesn't compute.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that odd? Yeah. But I feel like you're one of those special people that can just listen to a professor talk and you're like, I get it.
I was not the best student. I don't have a very long attention span.
But I do really like commercials. Well, and media.
I mean, commercials are only 30 seconds long.
State Farm. I guess, I mean, Fred's his own brand. It's a YouTube brand.
Yeah.
Nokia.
Lionsgate.
Up next, sound number 7.
It's a train.
It's a train.
It's a train.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Does it need to be a special train?
The choo-choo train?
The Polar Express.
Final answer is a train.
That's correct.
Don't
like
think
it,
too hard.
I like how they sneak some of these in.
I'm like, are we
keeping us on our toes?
It's like Wes probably in preschool during like an audio test. She's like, "What is this
train?" They did do a vision test, but he doesn't know. Like with kids that age, where they need to know if they can see things, but they don't know. But they don't know their letters yet, so you can't do the letters on the thing. So they're showing them cards of like very obvious things, like a circle or a square, but like. I think there was one that was shaped like a house or something. Uh-huh. And they were like, what is this? And Wesley goes, you know, he's like, home, you know? And they're like, yeah, close enough.
As a non-glasses wearer, I had my first optometrist appointment when I was like 22.
Wow.
And they were like, when's the last time you came to the optometrist? And I was like, when do they stop testing you in public school? And they were like about third grade.
Yeah.
Wow. I was like, that's how long it's been.
And then you're
good?
I was totally fine.
You're totally fine. And they were like, well,
yeah, we're trying to figure out why I was getting migraines. And they were like, it's probably because you can't see. And I was like, I'm 22. I can see. I'm telling you, I have like really good vision, not to brag, but I'm like, I could tell you what's across the street. And they're like, nah, we're still going to have you come in. And they blew the air in my eye.
That's the worst.
Well, they don't do that at my optometrist anymore. But I remember, because I started wearing glasses when I was at the end of first grade. And the blow test was always so startling.
It always makes you cry a little bit.
It measures the pressure in your eye. And now they have some sort of device that they bring really close to your eyeball. And it goes beep, beep, beep. And it measures the pressure. Thank you for whoever invented that.
Glaucoma.
Yeah.
Keith gets that. Not glaucoma. But they got to watch his eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got to watch those bad.
Is it hereditary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His mom has it. Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. And Keith's got like, I'm always like in the morning, I'll be like, can you see me now? I was like, I could be anybody.
He's dancing around.
I could be anybody in here.
What am I wearing?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next sound, Miles.
All right. Here we go.
It's like, it sounds to me like the beginning of like a, not 90210. What was that one that the guy from Universal was in?
Saved by the Bell?
Mario Lopez. Yeah.
It gives me Boy Meets World vibes.
And had the laugh track. So it's definitely a sitcom.
Comedy. Yeah. Boy Meets World doesn't have a laugh track.
I find it hilarious that Becky said that like immediately. No, Boy Meets World does not have a laugh track. I don't know when was the last time you saw that.
It's one of the greatest shows of all time, and it's Halloween time, so we're all watching, and then there was Sean, right?
We're thinking kind of like a 90s sitcom with a laugh track.
Mm-hmm.
You were getting 90210 vibes?
No, I was trying to think of what you said. Saved by the Bell. Yeah. Okay. I feel like I heard a door close.
Yeah, I heard it.
Like a car door close. So like a home improvement or like a...
Maybe. Or could have been a locker.
Could have been a locker, like a school locker. Yeah, I'm getting like cheesy teen show.
I'm just hearing Boy Meets World.
Yeah, I know it's not.
It's something like wholesome. Like it's not Seventh Heaven.
I was going to say Seventh Heaven.
But like wholesome.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes, that's like a good, probably had a laugh track. Was like an ABC.
Could have been the window one opening. One of those nights. You know how like people would put the ladder on the window?
It's not Full House.
No. Can we get a hint, Miles?
Yeah, give us a hint.
You've all heard this before.
Oh. Well, we've all heard it.
You've
sure
all
of it.
Absolutely heard it before multiple times.
Like it's, you've seen it's a us. Try guys thing. You've seen us.
It's a try guys thing.
I think I just know based on who you are that you've heard it before.
Oh, okay.
Based on who we are.
Is it the end of Bo Burnham's Inside?
I know.
It did end with a laugh track.
Is it like Friends or Seinfeld or?
I don't know, like Moody's Point from like the Amanda Show, like something like almost
Dawson's
like a fake
Creek.
Show. Dawson's Creek.
No, Dawson's Creek is a lot more like moody.
Yeah, somber.
Yeah.
Oh, I just don't know.
I could probably pull up from memory the Dawson's Creek soundtrack.
Your second hint and final hint is that you have said it in this conversation.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of the, it's one of the Boy Meets World, except it's not because they don't have a laugh track.
I'm pretty sure it's not Boy Meets World.
No, because they don't have a laugh track.
I'm pretty sure Boy Meets World doesn't have a laugh track.
It's probably Saved by the Bell. It's probably the one we thought.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lock it in. Yeah. Lock it in. No!
Which one was it?
It's Friends.
Oh. Friends.
Really?
It was Friends.
It is Friends.
It's wow.
The transition in Friends. I'm sure they have several, but this is one of the transitions in Friends.
Okay.
Wow. Ugh. That's fascinating. Huh. Okay. I'm a little bit disappointed that it wasn't Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. I was really on that train. I was like, yeah, that sounds right.
You ready for your final sound?
Is this final?
If we can ever be ready, you know.
Sound.
Okay.
All right, fine. Oh, no. It sounded like a dragonfly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like a zipper.
I thought it was going to be the beginning of the Pixar sound effect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like I love that one. I thought it was.
One more time, Miles. One more time.
Oh, my God. That gets Wes every time. It does sound like a zipper.
It does kind of sound like the beginning of the Pixar one.
Should we do it?
Just missing the boinkity boinkity boinks? Or what else could it be? He give us two, but like movie house companies? You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. I hear nails on a zipper. They go tink, tink, tink. And then it goes mm-hmm. zip, zip, zip. And then I don't know what the crackling is.
It sounds like sand.
I don't know. I think Maggie's first instinct was right. I'm getting like Pixar.
You think?
Right before the bouncing.
If it's not the Pixar intro, it's definitely a Pixar movie sound effect.
You think it's a? I think it's just an actual thing.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
It's just an actual zipper.
Well, we're because
overcomplicating
because
it.
Because I'm hearing it in both of my in both of my ears. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I feel like it's one of those ASMR things where it's like, you know, because also
it's the, like the train one.
Like
it's just
yeah,
a train.
I think it's just I think it's like the train or a zipper. Because I'm hearing it get louder and softer also. So like they clearly have the microphone in one place and then something goes over here and then it goes up here.
It's ASMR.
Somebody doing ASMR. It's a zipper and then yeah. Somebody just goes.
I don't think it's dirt either. It's like plastic on two sides of a microphone. You're right.
So what's your final answer?
ASMR.
Zipper ASMR.
That's right.
Wow.
Wait, so
trying to trick us.
I feel like it could be any noise and we could say it's ASMR.
Yes, but I think it is specifically zipper ASMR.
Got it.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So thank you for playing the sound game.
Oh, that was so cute, Miles and Rainey. Yeah. Thanks for that fun little game.
I know, that was really fun.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Here.
Ooh, candy ASMR.
Yeah.
Does everybody like that?
Does everybody like that?
Happy Halloween!
So you guys, for this next part of the podcast, we are going to be answering a user question. We love going through our email and reading all the feedback and questions that you guys send in. So for this one, I'm just going to read an email that we received and we're all going to react and respond to it. Hi all, love listening to the pod and your advice. It's helping me push through my master's thesis. Go girl. I'm looking for some advice on how to make friends with someone without sounding like I'm asking them out. My school gives out free bread on Fridays. Yum. And there is this one girl who is super
Sorry. We're just gonna free bread Fridays.
Yeah.
Free bread Fridays.
I feel like
are we talking
more
like
school should do free bread Fridays?
Did you guys have a free bread Friday?
No.
Are we talking like a loaf of bread? Are we, you know, is
yeah,
this,
maybe it's a way to mitigate food waste.
Is this like a
cafeteria?
This is like a warm, full loaf, freshly made loaf of bread. Is that what's happening on free bread Fridays?
Emailer, if you're listening, drop it in the comments and please describe more about free bread Friday.
Please tell us about this free bread Friday situation. Or is it just like a slice of bread?
Just
and,
one.
And there's somebody with like no gloves on their hands just handing out bread.
No, yeah.
No, not in a
panini. Or in the completely opposite direction where like it's cafeteria lady. She's got the hairnet. She's got the, you know, the full rubber gloves and she's just pawing the bread and handing it out. Like, I don't understand how the
free
logistics
bread.
Of free bread works.
Wow. Anyway, There's this one girl who is super bubbly and fun. Mm-hmm. Every time I come to get bread, she and all others handing it out get very excited, and it's very endearing. Okay, so it's
friends
passing out bread. Last week, she asked if I could have her social, and in the heat of the moment, I gave her my Twitter, which is very research/academic based. I'm now regretting this because my Twitter is very school oriented and not my best social. I think she's a super cool person. Although I'm not interested in anything romantic, I'd like to be friends. Since starting school during COVID and already being an awkward person, I've struggled with making new friends. How do you ask a new potential friend out to an activity without sounding like it's a date? Thanks in advance.
That's tough.
So I think there are different perspectives to go from on this one. Because if you are interested in the same sex, then that's one thing, is like how to ask out someone of the same sex that you do find sexually attractive, but that you don't want to go on a date with, versus us three straight women saying, you know, how do I ask a girl out for a coffee date,
right?
Without her thinking that, you know, it's going to be a date,
right?
Right.
Exactly. Which, YOLO, who cares if they think it's going to be a date?
Right. Yeah. It
could be a friend date.
Yeah. Actually, that is a good answer. It's like, it's a date either way. It's a friend date or a date date.
Yeah.
But I would say, but if she was gay or queer, then that could lead to like a new bag of worms, because she doesn't want to like lead this other girl on.
Right.
You know?
I think
that's where I think
the
drama
on the side
is.
Of cool and casual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, hey, I think you're really cool. You want to go on a friend date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just something that I feel like I would say, because I'm also an awkward person and I feel like just get it all out there.
Yeah.
You know, like it sounds like, you know, where to find her in this bread, you know, bonanza.
Yeah.
You know, she's always there on Friday.
She's always there on Friday. She asked for your social. That's so true. She's clearly interested in some sort of friendship.
Yeah.
Or you as a person.
Yeah.
And you have a shared interest. Bread.
You so I would for coffee.
I would probably walk up to the, you know, this bread table.
Yeah.
And I would say, you know, you guys are so fun. Oh, actually, you know what I would do? If she's there for bread every time, why doesn't she get involved in giving out the bread?
Oh, that could be a good in.
Right? Start getting involved in, like, that way you don't have to just walk up to this like crowded counter and be like, hey, you want to do something?
Yeah.
You know, but instead you kind of, you start doing something with her and then become friends.
Yeah.
If you have time. Master's thesis also sounds very,
yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how long Free Bread Friday is. Is like Free Bread Friday from like 9 to 3, Free Bread Friday like 11 to 1,
just
Free
right.
Bread Friday
during lunchtime.
30 minutes. You got to get it while you get it.
Right. Yeah. There's a limited get it while amount of bread.
Warm. Yeah, I've definitely wanted to be friends with someone more than they wanted to be friends with me. 100%.
I'm pretty sure I did that with both of you.
Yeah.
Peggy says, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do with everyone.
Yeah.
So, I think we're very friendly people.
I think that we had a choice to be friends. You know, that the situation was, you guys will come across each other often.
Yeah.
But, you know, we choose to hang out. Because we genuinely enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
Well, speak for myself. I genuinely enjoy your company. What sorts of people are you guys attracted to as like friends?
Everyone.
Yeah. Just everyone?
Like,
you just
literally
want all the friends.
If anyone smiles at me, I'm like, hey.
1,000%.
I feel like I'm pretty choosy with my friends.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Very
yeah.
selective.
I'm very selective. Yeah. I have definitely had a situation where... I've like met somebody and thought to myself, we're not going to be friends. Yeah. But yeah, you guys have never met somebody and like had a conversation with them and just kind of been like, this isn't gonna, like, I'm probably not going to try to hang out with you.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I guess remember
early BuzzFeed days?
Mm-hmm.
It was like every Friday they were going to Davy Wayne's and I was like, oh, I'm never talking to this person again. My God. My God.
That's very specific.
I would always be like, I had like a running list and I'd be like, Keith, if you see me talking to blankety blank and you don't come over, you're out of here, bro.
It is funny. A lot of our friends sort of came from BuzzFeed days, you know, like Kelsey Dara and...
Yeah, Katie and Thespi.
So it's like... Yeah. And there were a lot of people that we met
Oh, and yeah.
So there were just certain people that clicked and certain people that didn't.
Well, I think being friends is like the same. It's the same as any relationship. It takes work on both sides. So if you're absolutely. Like, you're really, really, I feel like there's always one friend who's like really, really good at texting or really, really good at making plans. And then the other friend is the one that is like there. Mm-hmm. To like accept those plans.
Mm. I am the there person. I fully accept being the person who does not put in enough work, and I think about it all the time. Because
you are mom now.
What are you talking about? We went to Big Bear this weekend. You fed me. You gave me alcohol.
I feel like
Farmer Brunch is a thing too.
I feel like you guys are absolutely the texting planning people. You know, and like, and yeah. I feel like when I come up with an idea of like, let's do this, you both are like, yes, absolutely. I am there. You know, it's, I appreciate that so much because as somebody who doesn't reach out as much as I'd like to, you know, having somebody on the other end be like, yes, yes, absolutely.
Right.
You know, like
down.
Yeah. It's so wonderful knowing like, because as like, how do I describe this? As the person who doesn't reach out that often, if there was somebody on the other end who I didn't trust would say yes, then I would probably just stop.
Mm. Oh yeah.
You know what
like
I mean?
Stop inviting them.
Stop inviting them.
My girlfriend Lauren told me a story. She did not remember where she heard it, so it could have been a fever dream. But she said there was this woman in London who died in her apartment and she was left there for years.
What? No.
Years. And my friend Lauren was telling me about this because we're the kind of friends who will be like, dude, you didn't text me back after 2 days. Are you dead? Do you hate me? What is happening? And we've had the thing where like one of our phones has like broken and we send each other the screenshot of like, no, I really didn't get it. But like, we're like, we would never, like I would never be found dead in my house. And you know, nobody knew for years and years and years because it would be very unlikely for me to not text back or do something like that.
Yeah.
But this girl, she said, again, she didn't remember where she heard it or saw it. Could have been a fever dream. That her bills were like on an auto pay.
Wow.
She was like relatively well off. So the like rent was coming out. And then she was also not... she wasn't like super close with her family is what they claimed. But then Lauren was like, she said the girl was like, she like died wrapping Christmas presents.
Wow.
Like for her family. And I was like, okay, so you had a plan to see your family for Christmas, enough of a plan to buy them presents.
Yeah.
And then years go by.
She could have just sent them. She could have just sent them to her family.
That is insane.
Or like sent them to her friends or something. But yeah. The fact that she bought Christmas presents for somebody.
And none of her family.
That never checked on her.
Yeah. Or like, hey, Christmas is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come in, girl.
Or like maybe they checked, but they just.
Yeah. Like Zach was gone for what? An hour?
And we were like,
stop the podcast. Everyone get in your cars. We're finding him.
Yeah.
We're looking at the Ring cameras.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the kind of thing where I'm like, you might not be the best at making plans, but like.
People would notice if I wasn't there.
We would notice if you didn't. Yeah. Like if you just like, if it was like 8 texts of. No response from Ariel, I'd probably be like, I'm just going to call her, see what she's doing.
Dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's where like
the
evenness comes in friendships where like some people have strengths in other ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you guys would save that person who.
1,000%.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You're such good friends.
Ariel's like, I would leave you all to die.
No, I feel like I when it comes to friends, I may not put in the day to day, but when it comes to like being in front of the person or being there for them.
Yeah.
Driving to make sure that they're okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm that person.
Yeah. You were a mom before you were a mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know you're right.
It's always quality time with Ariel.
Yeah.
Stop.
I think our advice to Free Bread Friday gal is to go to Free Bread Friday and ask her if you want to hang out. On a friend date or get involved with Free Bread Friday because it's your new favorite thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be shamelessly just thirsty for her friendship.
Yeah. I love that she described this other person as bubbly. Like just be bubbly back.
Yeah.
You know, like be somebody that you're already somebody that she wants to be friends with because she asked for your socials.
Yeah.
You know, so I think you're overthinking it.
Yeah. Don't complicate it. And if she does think it's a date, who cares?
Yeah.
You just clarify.
Yeah, just yeah, no big deal.
You know, MBD.
Yeah, no
big deal. Who knows? Maybe it could turn into something more. Mm. The best relationships do come from friendships.
That is true.
That's true.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just be friends and enjoy your bread.
Yeah.
And you know what? Drop a comment below if your college had anything like Free Bread Friday.
Yeah.
Or if you also like bread.
Or if you like bread. Actually, drop in the comments your favorite bread. Mm-hmm. And then go ahead and like and subscribe and download and tell your friends you love them.
What's your favorite bread?
What'd you say?
What's your favorite bread?
My favorite bread, I would have to say, is sourdough or anything that you or Matt makes me.
Maggie, homemade what's bread.
Oh,
homemade
I love bread. Sourdough. Olive bread. I love olive bread too. Yeah, actually, you guys are, we're all on the same page. Sourdough. Yep. Sourdough and olive bread.
Yum.
Love. Well, I'll love all of you. And don't be sour because we'll be back next week.
Wow, that was amazing. Okay, bye.
Bye.